NPR Music. This is Alt Latino. It's that time of the year again, a time to get together with friends and family and give thanks.
And stuff your face.
Yes.
That's right. It's that time. It's Thanksgiving. A time to overdose on turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, biscuits, and empanadas.
And to help you work off those extra pounds, this week's show is going to give you a reason to move, to sweat, to get busy.
Candela, fuego, sabor. Puro movimiento.
We've got new tracks from Cuba, from Panama, Puerto Rico, and Chile.
So put the leftover turkey down slowly, button your pants back up if you can, or just, you know, tie them up with a rope, get off the couch, and get ready to burn some calorías. ¡Vamos, gente! Esto es Alt Latino.
Come on, people. This is
okay,
Alt Latino.
I think they understood.
Oh, okay. It's the joy.
That's S-T-double-E, and Archie Bootleg doing Just Kidding, Return to Tropicana. Sounds like Kansas City, Missouri. What are we listening to here?
We're listening to them do something interesting with a basic Afro-Cuban rhythm. It could be called a son or son montuno. It's that dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Dun 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 dun. It's that repetitive rhythm that goes on. And so what they're doing is they're mixing that up with other different elements. You know, you can hear all the different drums and all the different crazy synthesizer stuff. But it's such a runaway groove, that montuno, that dun dun dun, that is, you know, the piano pattern is called the wajeo. If you want to get technical, it's the alternating, you know, it's the alternating rhythms. So all of that stuff, when it mixes in, it's all based on, you know, different beats, the Afro-Cuban clave and all that. What these guys are doing is they're taking that and adding, you know, dance music to it.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
What is your favorite tongue twister in Spanish?
The thing with the ferrocarril, was.
R con R guitarra, R con R. Ah! R con R guitarra, R con R barril, ruedan y ruedan las ruedas del ferrocarril.
That one.
Hmm. Well, our next song is from Panama. It sounds like a tongue twister. It's called Pojamimiemonos.
Viene la banda más cachimbona, centenario se hace dueña de la zona, suena clarines, la gente se emociona, con centenario van a tomar lona.
c'est un poquitín. Dame un chance y regálame el bebé pin. ¿Cuál es tu Facebook, Twitter, anything? O se lo pido a Baby King. Porque yo sé que a ti te gusta lo gangsta y tú mueves fantasma. Tú no juegas lo jugo a la pasta. Tú saltas en cualquiera comparsa. Tú dices que tú eres real y tú te miras pa'l balsa.
This isn't really anything I associate what I think of from music from Panama, but...
Really?
Yeah, school me.
See,
tell
I...
me.
Oh, I'd love to school you. Come here, let me school you. Sit on my knee. I think we need more Panamanian reggae on this show in general.
I think so.
And I think the story of how reggae comes to Panama is fascinating. Mm-hmm. Basically, Panama... there's been so much construction in Panama with the railroad, ferrocarriles, uh-huh. railroads, and
the canal,
that it's received a real influx of immigrant communities from Guyana, Haiti, Jamaica. So like in the mid-1970s, when reggae is like exploding in Jamaica, you naturally get it in Panama.
Interesting.
And this guy, Cafu Banton, is a big name in Panamanian reggae. He takes the name Cafu from a famous soccer player, and Banton from reggae icon Buju Banton.
La banda El Centenario, yo voy el fresh. Yo, Super Ratón, this is the remix. Hey, 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 hey. Big gay! Alright! Whoop, whoop, whoop! Shot in pa' siniestro! Banda Centenario!
So tell me about the rhythm, because I'm hearing a little bit of reggae, but I'm hearing all this, like, it sounds like a marching band.
It is a marching band, and it's really what makes this song. This is La Banda Nacional Centenario. And what it is, it was founded in 2001. It's a band of young Panamanians, basically a marching band. It has about 500 members.
Wow.
Really well-polished, and their whole objective is to keep young people off of the streets.
What a great idea.
Great idea.
Great song. Okay, where are we going to next?
Puerto Rico.
Hit it. So what is this, in history lesson? Because this is reggaeton after it left Panama and to go to Puerto Rico. Okay, who are these guys?
This is a guy. This is Yamcha El Putipuerco from Puerto Rico.
Uh-huh.
And this is good reggaeton. This is what good reggaeton sounds like.
This is straight ahead reggaeton.
Frente al caserío,
la que de noche es un partido desde el río.
¡Ea, rayo! Tú eres la del Hyundai. hay brío.
De la calle uno a la 10, yo soy el jefe del culo. A la que se maquilla y la que se llena el mundo.
Búscate a tu hermana y tu mujerota. Baja pa' ti cuando la busco en la troca.
De la calle uno a la 10, yo soy el jefe del culo. A la que se maquilla y la que se llena el mundo.
Búscate a tu hermana y tu mujerota. Baja pa' ti cuando la busco en la troca.
Okay, so we need to discuss a word, a term here. I know on our Halloween show we talked about El Chupacabras, we talked about La Llorona, we talked about La Luz Mala, but we didn't talk about the mythical El Bajapanti.
Which means the panty dropper.
El Bajapanti is a guy who I actually, I looked it up in a dictionary, not La Real Academia Española, but an urban dictionary, and it says, one who is blessed with the power to automatically make a woman's panties drop. The chosen one.
The chosen one. No one's ever called me that, but that's another story. Just keep going.
You know, so This guy's really interesting because he is really independent reggaeton. Now, you know, people have mixed feelings about reggaeton. I love good reggaeton. The problem is a lot of commercial stations, the reggaeton they play is just, it's not good. And then people interpret like, well, there's no such thing as good reggaeton. And that's not true. This guy is interesting because, so we recently on our website, we wrote about payola.
Right.
In the Latin music industry, regarding Calle 13, during the Latin Grammys, last speech they give, they start denouncing payola in the Latin music industry. Felix, explain what payola is.
It's the pain of records. It's the pain of radio stations by record companies to play their music over other record labels.
And it's illegal in the U.S. It is suspected that it's rumored to be widely practiced in Latin music, in the Latin music industry. Calle 13 gets up on stage, denounces it. We wrote about it on our website. What's interesting about this guy is that he refuses to get with a label or a manager. He puts it all out himself. Basically, what he says is, if you aren't listened to on the streets, you can be on the radio, but it doesn't matter. Like,
right.
If people aren't listening to you on the streets, it doesn't matter if the radio is shoving these songs down your throat.
Right.
Nobody cares. And he says, I know people who have spent thousands of dollars getting their songs on radio. I don't have that money.
So he does it on his own, and
I do it on my own.
Good for him.
So I brought the next song. It is from Argentina. This is from one of our favorite record labels. Speaking of breaking into a sweat and, you know, burning that grasita, this record label, ZZK, is notorious for producing songs that just make you dance no matter where you are. This is Fauna. It's a song, Para Mí.
Para todos los pechos fríos,
conexión,
chancha vía circuito fauna, para vos, con amor.
Comiendo comida, disfrutando de la vida, chequeando la fruta, empinando una bebida, con la Sister Club no la pasamos de gira, chancha, fauna, la mesa está servida. Los pibes cantan en la justa medida. Acá la entrada, por allá la salida. Cosas encontradas y cosas perdidas. Sos tan bonita y tan llamativa. De tus amigas la más distinguida. Copa de reina de América nativa. Invítame a fumar una sativa. No se sortiva, no.
Acá los pibes estamos re loco. Meta vino, meta coco. Igual se te casi la tomo, no la toco. Casi la quiero mucho, casi la quiero poco.
Para mí, para mí. Para mí, linda muñequita, dulce muchachita. Y cuando yo te vi con tus ojos de rubí, la noche fue día y pensé que me moría.
Esto es chancha, vía circuito.
Okay, so I heard a reference to one of our favorite DJs, Chancha Via Circuito. What is this?
Well, they're both on the same label. And so, yes, this is a collaboration between Fauna and Chancha Via Circuito. What do you think of this?
I like it. Although it sounds like reggaeton.
But there's some cumbia in there, too.
I hear more reggaeton than cumbia, which is interesting because it's you go from Panama to Puerto Rico and now all the way down to, what'd you say, Argentina?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it just shows how universal, how people are using reggaeton and the way that other people use hip hop. It's just a means of expression, a way of just being creative with their own thing.
So when we're talking about music that makes you just want to put on your spandex unitard and go for a jog, you can't not talk about Cuba.
And that's where we're going to go to next, featuring the British DJ Giles Peterson. This is called Giles Peterson Presents Havana Cultura. This is Giles Peterson. He's a British producer of records, of radio shows, kind of a world music aficionado. He does mostly jazz mashups, but he's also worked previously with Cuban music and with Fania. He did a bunch of remix of the Fania, some Fania reissues. This is an album called Giles Peterson Presents Havana Cultura. The search continues, and it's on his own Brownswood Recordings. You know, what he's doing is that he made a record with a bunch of Cuban musicians and did original music, bringing in some old Cuban stuff, and what you're hearing is a little bit of rumba, Afro-Cuban traditional rumba, some singing, some Afro-Cuban jazz, and he's mixing in his own, you know, DJ sensibilities. And that's on one CD. And the second CD is like it features all of these great underground Cuban artists of various styles, hip-hop, just whatever's going on in the island underground, he put them on this CD. What we're listening to is a mix that he has on his website, a mix like a sampler, a teaser of different tracks from this first CD mixed in, kind of he remixed the remix, but it's all Afro-Cuban. There's bata, santeria rhythms, there's traditional Cuban huahuanco, rumba, all of these different styles.
Yes. fuerte como otro y como Torola. Maní, allí poli, allí hay de todo como en botica. Personas que van a pescar y no llevan ni al suelo ni pita. En mi malecón, un buen rincón para el romance y la juventud. Donde músicos profesionales cantan 10 temas por 4Q. Donde tu vida se tira foto porque es un sitio inmenso y bello. Pero cuidado que ahí la única cámara que hay no son las de él.
I always say that if the world, if the entire world were music students, the Cubans would have their PhD in rhythm.
Oh, that's
because
beautiful.
There's just so many different things, and they've done so many different things with African-based music. And this is another example, again, mixing in the DJ culture. You know, there's just, it's, I'm not going to say it's easy to do, but it's just, it's fun to do. Because
wow.
There's so much there.
That's just beautiful.
Thank you.
Did you come up with that?
I made that up myself.
Just now?
No.
Many years in the
making.
I've been
working on it.
Okay. What do you have next?
We're going to come back to the United States with a guy named Eric Bobo and DJ Latin Bitman.
I wasn't too crazy about this album.
It's a new album. It's called Welcome to the Ritmo Machine. It's Eric Bobo and, like I said, DJ Latin Bitman. You know, some of the stuff I really like. And I think I like it because musically it's interesting to me, but also because, you know, I have an emotional connection to Eric Bobo. His father was a jazz percussionist named Willie Bobo.
Right.
And he played with Cal Jader in the 50s, with Mongo Santamaria. Willie Bobo was one of the first American-based Latin musicians to have a really clear bicultural sensibility. Because when you listen to those early Cal Jader albums, he's doing serious Afro-Cuban music, mambo cha-cha-cha, like a pro, like an expert, and then swinging on the jazz drum set. So he was very, very early bicultural. And I've always appreciated that in him. Even when he moved into the 60s, he started mixing the Afro-Cuban with the R&B, making that sort of boogaloo sound. He's very, very popular now in his remixes. He's very, very popular now with re-releases of his albums on DJs doing boogaloo. So he was consistently, up until his death in the 90s, always mixing tradition with R&B and just keeping it fresh. And Eric Bobo grew up with that. So he's done stuff with Cypress Hill, he's done stuff with Beastie Boys as a percussionist, and this record, I think, kind of carries on that tradition in a modern way.
Implacable sol de nace, 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 nace
Felix, you brought something that's a little bit more mellow.
It's mellow, but it moves you in a different way. This is the band called Como Asesinar a Felipe. They're from Chile, and this track is called Así Como Quien No Quiere La Cosa. This is a band from Chile. It features some DJs, some rappers, obviously, a lot of different musicians. They work mostly with jazz stuff, but they mix in other cultural elements. This is from an album they released in 2008, and I think it fits perfectly into our show because, like I said, it's a different groove. They have a new album out right now, but I really like this one for our show. And let me tell you the names of the guys. There's DJ Spacio on the scratches, a guy named Matraca on drums, Seba Bajo on the bass, Sub Marcos on piano, and the rapper is a guy named Koala Contreras.
Oh, that's why you picked it.
No, but I like these guys. I like what they're doing with jazz because it's hard to do stuff with jazz and mix it with any kind of contemporary music. And some of it sounds fake. Some of it sounds like they can't feel it. But to me, it's interesting that all the way down in the Southern Cone in Chile, these guys really got the jazz groove, contemporary jazz groove, and they're mixing it with this whole DJ thing. It's just crazy. I love it. Okay, that just about wraps up this week's show.
We hope we got you moving.
And don't forget, you can listen to all the songs we played on today's show in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on, you know what? I'll let Cafu Banton from Panama say it. Cafu, where should they follow us on?
Facebook, Twitter, anything.
Nice. Special thanks to our producers, Mike Katzeff and Jessica Goldstein.
And to our lovely intern, Charlie Kaplan, he builds our website.
I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garz. Happy Turkey Day. This has been Out Latino.
Machaca, machaca, machaca el rechazo, rechaza la humilla. Machaca, machaca, machaca el rechazo, rechaza la humilla. Machaca, machaca, machaca el rechazo, rechaza la humillación. Dale vuelta la mano. Eres valioso, valiosa de la cadena, un eslabón. Eres valioso, valiosa de la cadena, un eslabón. Eres valioso, valiosa de la cadena, un eslabón.